The Okotoks Oilers passed their first big test with flying colors and a piece of history. Okotoks tied the Alberta Junior Hockey League record with three straight shutout performances and handled a grueling 4 games in 7 days stretch with 4 consecutive victories to improve to 7-3. There's a lot of pride in the D-zone. That's how you win games, blocking shots and keeping it simple in the D-zone and breaking pucks out, said Oilers defenseman Logan McGowan. The better you are in the D-zone, the more time you get in the O-zone. It's experience, it's practicing with the systems and working on F3, forwards, and just supporting the puck better in the D-zone helps a lot for breaking it out as well as keeping pucks in the corners, the gray areas, to just stop the offense. Okotoks opened the week by blanking the Olds Grizzlies 7-0 on the road on October 5 behind a 16-save shutout from Austin Zavoda. Ryan Newman scored twice, his first 2 in the AJHL, Connor Hellyer notched a pair, Nolan Flint and Bowden Singleton found the back of the net and defenseman Sam Mashurchik tallied his first junior goal. 2 days later, the Oilers blanked the Drumheller Dragons on the road 2-0 with Parker Sakka stopping all 28 shots. Singleton and Ethan Jamernick provided the offense, the latter his first with the Oilers. We always kept that F3 high and our penalty kill was awesome, said Oilers forward Dean Spack of the team's stellar week defensively. When we're forechecking hard, we always try to keep that third guy back high so we have that extra support for the defense. So when pucks get turned over, you have that extra guy there. Guys glued together this week and it was really good. Okotoks Oilers forward Austin Reschany battles with Blackfalds Bulldogs Adam Heindel on October 11 at Payson Centennial Arena. Remy Greer, Western Wheel, the home and home shifted to Okotoks with similar results as the Oilers dispatched the Dragons 3-0 on October 9 at Payson Centennial Arena. Flint, Spack and Rieger Lorenz provided the offense with Zavoda making 23 saves to extend the shutout streak to 3 games. The 3-consecutive shutout milestone has only been reached 7 times, with Okotoks previously accomplishing the feat in the 2013-14 campaign. They're the backbone of the team here, said Oilers head coach Tyler Dace of his goaltending duo. We're going to make a lot of mistakes and they're going to bail us out quite a bit. It's good to see. Okotoks saw the shutout streak come to an end yet extended its winning run to 4 by knocking off the Blackfalds Bulldogs 5-3, October 11 on home ice, in the first ever meeting between the teams. We were playing pretty good hockey, Dace said. Against Blackfalds, we were a little bit inconsistent, maybe just a little bit tired. But they found a way to win and we're happy with that. The first couple games we really stuck to our structure and what we're trying to do and this one got a little bit away from us. It's good, we're going the right way and just have some little things to tweak. Singleton paced the offense with 2 goals with Flint, Lorenz and Newman also tickling the twine. Sakka made 26 saves on 29 shots as the Bulldogs saw extended time on the man advantage with 7 power plays on the night. After starting the season alternating wins and losses through 6, the Oilers are now on a season-best 4-game streak and have climbed into a 2-way tie for 2nd spot in the South Division. That's huge, Spack said. With that win-loss, run, to stay consistent we want to get streaks going with wins and hold on to it. Okotoks has a lighter schedule load this week with a pair of home dates as the Dragons are in town for an October 15 matchup followed by an October 16 meeting with the visiting Camrose Kodiaks. And now they know they can handle a busy week. After games it was getting a good sleep, eating well, drinking lots of water helps a lot, McGowan added. Stretching and having a good warm-up goes a long way in taking care of yourself. I'm pretty sore, but we're all ready to go to practice, and be ready to play next weekend. For more information go to okotoksoilers.ca.